Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if ever we were given a gift that fell in our lap to justify going through the FBI and just lopping the top half off of it, just get rid of all the leadership, gone. We have it right now. This is the time. This is the time to use this illegal spying by Jack Smith Lee as the predicate, ironically, which he did not have when he spied on those Republicans. Or, let's not forget this, the 92 groups and organizations that make up the entire right wing in this country. Yeah. So we're talking about the 8 or 12, I see those two numbers in the article, says 8 or 12 senators who were illegally spied on without predicate, without warrant, whose movements were tracked. That's weird. Illegally. Well, the Democrats assure us that they're the ones living in a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I think they say that a lot because everything they've done is coming to light.
Right.
This is the time. This is the time to use this as a predicate to go through the FBI. And honestly, what we don't know right now is even more terrifying because we learned last week that they're spying on these 92 groups, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA and 30 devices relating to the leadership of those groups. We don't know whose devices those were yet. So it's not just the senators. This looks a lot like, hey, we got to do show trials for Donald Trump, put him in prison, try to anyway for the rest of his life with almost no pushback. Let's just go ahead and put the whole Republican Party leadership in prison. Because that's what they were doing. I think they would have really done it. You would have seen similar show trials had Kamala Harris or Joe Biden won office. I'm convinced of it. And here's how I know.
Or AutoPen.
AutoPen, yeah. Here's
sorry, I can never resist
whoever
that.
Was yeah. running. Here's how I know. If you look at the crew, and I've pointed this out for years, Lee, if you look at the crew, that brilliant skeleton crew that put Trump in office, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Paul Manafort, every single one of them, without exception, is a felon, except one. And that's Kelly Conway. And I'm convinced she's not, that they did not touch her because her children's father, her now ex-husband, was a prominent anti-Trumper. I think that's why they didn't send her to prison on trumped up charges. But all of them, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, the real Michael Flynn, the real architects of that victory, all felons, 100%. No way those odds work. And they went, okay, well, now we're getting Trump. No pushback, so we can go for the Republican leadership. That's what they're going to do. That's where they were. This is what we're catching them doing. And so they said, well, just we'll surveil them and find some junk, which is illegal.
Only to find something or make something up.
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right. Find something or make something up. And whatever we do, we're going to get it. Now, here's what else is interesting. If you look at the 8 that were at that press conference yesterday, two things that are noteworthy. Number one, if we did this to the Democrats, can you imagine if Trump did this to the Democrats?
Oh, boy, it would be Watergate hearings all over again.
And deservedly so. That's the thing. First of all of the Democrat leadership would be there. They'd be standing in this massive block, right? Yeah, right? And it would be governors. It would be Chuck Schumer. It would be Hakeem Jeffries. Where was the Republican leadership yesterday? Where was John Thune? Anybody know? Maybe seen Cornyn? Any know where he was yesterday? It wasn't at the press conference. Now, to his credit, John Thune did put out a strongly worded tweet later. This was noted by Democrats. Republican leadership AWOL yesterday. In other words, those are just some conservatives. Have at them. We don't care. Where was Mitch McConnell? He presided over that era. If this was the Democrats, they'd all been hands on deck. As they should. So that was just on to the Democrats. Well, whatever. No consequences. Let's see what Thune does. It's going to be nothing. Just like Mitch McConnell. Nothing. Nothing. And the reign of terror will not end. But I got to tell you what's really scary about yesterday, Lee. And it wasn't even the illegal spying. It wasn't even that. It was how they got the information. You know, Senator Charles Grassley was one of those spied on, right? Mm-hmm. How did he get it? He get it from Dan Bongino over at the FBI? No. Did he get it from Kash Patel over at the FBI? No. Wait, didn't the FBI run Arctic Frost? Yeah. He got it from Whistleblower. Kash Patel couldn't get it, and Dan Bongino couldn't either. Well, they don't control the FBI.
That's exactly what you've been saying for quite some time, and that's what we've been afraid of, that there is not effective control of the agency, and apparently that's true.
And Ron Johnson said as much. Again, by the way, he said an almost identical thing last week, Senator Ron Johnson.
I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and other folks in the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm sorry. Arctic Frost was not a small, obscure operation. It was the focus. Remember, 13% of the FBI, personnel-wise, was put on January 6th. Arctic Frost was a big part of that. We need whistleblowers? No, we don't need whistleblowers. That's how we're going to operate. We're going to find out what the FBI does. They can't order these papers to be brought to them, these cases? Then you know what you do? Because this is what I do. If I was FBI director, we're going to start with you. You worked on January 6th. Bring me the papers now. No? Okay, you're fired. Next, line them up in the hall. Mm-hmm. And just use this as your predicate and go right down into middle management and rip them out by the weeds. Either you tell me where in this building it is, or you go home today, you pack your bags, what you doing? We'll just go right through. It's not happening. I mean, think about the pattern here, okay? Where do we find James Comey's laptop? Whistleblower, burn bags, downstairs. Whistleblower knew where it was. We have to use whistleblowers to get our hands on what they did. We're not in control. We are in big danger when we're not in control of the FBI because somebody else is running it.
Well, speaking of Comey, when you've got his daughter working for the DOJ and his son-in-law also.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the director. You talk about nepotism. Here's the director of the FBI. Who's over the FBI, Department of Justice? Guess where his daughter works? Now, obviously not in a leadership position, but in an important position.
Well, she'd been fired.
And,
but
son-in-law,
yeah.
And the son-in-law worked there, too, or with another federal agency in that area.
Phew.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Now, think about this for a minute. When you look at, and I knew exactly what was going on when I saw this yesterday. When you look at the eight senators that were at that press conference, very much looking alone because they didn't have, there was a lot of other, there weren't, and the other senators didn't even show up either. Where's the leadership? It would have been a bank of them with the Democrats, right? If we had done this to them, again, rightfully so. And you know what the Democrat leadership would have been demanding, Lee? They would have been demanding impeachment.
Yeah, well, impeachment, resignations.
Of Trump.
You know,
and they would have been
criminal
justified.
Indictments. Yeah.
Yeah, criminal indictments justified. Impeachment justified. No impeachment demand yesterday. I mean, okay. All they learned yesterday was, okay, so we didn't get an angry press conference that lasts half an hour. All right, cool, we're doing this. Again, in fact, I guarantee they're still spying on them. I guarantee they're still spying on the 92. I mean, do you realize the 92 organizations, not radical right-wing groups, TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, but the RNC, that's the head of the Republican Party. Yeah. And I mean, the Republican Attorneys General Association, AGs like Alan Wilson, really? You're spying on Alan Wilson? What the heck? Not exactly a bomb thrower there. You know what I'm saying?
He's
just a standard Republican guy who's an AG. And you're spying on him? Yeah, the whole network. Where's GOP leadership? We are defunding the FBI unless all of these investigations documents are on Cash Patel's desk by the end of the week. So decide. If your agency, if your section of the FBI handled it, you got two choices. On my desk by the end of the week, or out you go, pack your bags. I bet you we get a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in those agencies, you know what else you tell them? If you're an underling and you know about this, and you come to me and your bosses don't, guess what you're getting?
Promotion.
Promotion.
Exactly.
So if you know where these documents are, then once you make your way down the hall and put it on my desk, that's what the Democrats would do. I mean, this is just basic ABC 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Not happening. I want to know when the mass firings are happening. Look, Cash Patel is doing an amazing job ripping the cartels out of the blue sanctuary cities by the roots. Fantastic. He's doing an amazing job. And they caught over 1,000 illegal immigrant gang members with long rap sheets, ripped them out of Chicago. That's what they're so mad about. Great. But we need to get the gangsters out of the FBI. This is your chance. This is your predicate. Arctic Frost is all you need. The 92 groups and the eight senators were done. That was illegal. Those are crimes. They need to be prosecuted. Fire them now. I'm not talking about 10. I'm not talking about 12. I'm talking about hundreds. We don't take this opportunity. We are going to regret it because nothing is going to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.